News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing this morning? I am Jake Walker. So glad to be with you. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I have an expert in the chair next to me here in the studio, Christina Leavenworth. Google Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. So glad to have you here this morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I heard through the grapevine, a little birdie told me that the Fed might be lowering the interest rates a little bit this year. Might have at least three.
I don't know. They've been saying that. Who knows?
Well, the market's responding.
Yeah. I mean, the economy, last time they said that, everyone started spending money. Right. And so then the Fed was like, wait, just kidding, not doing that. Oh. So a lot of people think it's going to just happen to occur around elections. Oh. Imagine that. Mm. So we are hearing that.
So you're skeptical.
Yeah, but it's still not going to be like 3%. It's going to be lower, but it's not going to be, I mean, and it'll save you some money, but it's not going to be what we experienced when they were at 2-3%. But if we got into the fives, our market would be crazy. Oh, it already is pretty crazy. Things are flying off the market right now. We always talk about that springtime market. Mm. People want to, you know, be the sun's out, and for whatever reason, people get antsy and want to buy houses.
Yeah.
We have tons of people, you know, coming in from other areas buying houses, and just people here locally that want to make a move.
Yeah, it's warm and you can just drive around with the windows down, look at great houses. Mm-hmm. People come into vacation around this time, so they're looking while they're in town. The market is going to get really, really hot towards spring and summer. Looking forward to that. If you have questions this morning, if you're buying, selling a home, if you just have general questions, let us know. 850-437-1620. Call or text, and we will get your questions answered here on the air with Christina Leavenworth. All right. So you think it's going to be a pretty wild and crazy spring and summer like we've seen in years past?
Yeah, I do. We have seen things pick up significantly. Everyone I feel like that's in the real estate space, they feel like they're running around and their hair is on fire and it's like going to inspection, going to showings. But it's fun doing that. It's fun being busy and meeting new friends and being able to help them buy houses. And as I always say, you know, even if you're missing that springtime market, we sell homes year round.
Right.
So we still can get you a great price for your home. And I just always recommend getting us in there earlier, sooner than later, so we can help you and give you good tips on what to do. And please send in your questions. Last time I was on, we got like 10 questions. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I love being stumped on things.
Yeah, the wackier, the better.
Yes. Yeah, throw them at us.
Inventory hasn't really gone up much in this area, has it?
No, I mean, we're still seeing that. And I will tell you, homes that need work and they have not decluttered and have issues, those ones are staying on the market longer versus homes that are like look beautiful and are staged and ready to go. It makes a really big difference in this market. So we definitely watch that. We have seen, you know, buyers getting some closing costs. I mean, the market's good where it's a little bit more balanced, where they can get that type of stuff and getting a little bit of a discount off the home and that sort of thing at times. We are also still seeing multiple offers with other ones. It just depends on where you're looking and all that fun stuff.
Right. The picture process, we talk about this a lot, you know, making your home, staging it and decluttering and making it look nice. What do you guys do on that side?
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Explain that process a little bit.
So we help you stage. We're not bringing in all brand new furniture. We're using your existing stuff. And this is really important to me. So I'm making sure that there's nothing on countertops. If you have a bunch of posters from when you were a teenager, we're going to take those off the walls. We're going to do different things like that. But I have my special comforter, and the photographers know this, and they make fun of me because I bring that. It's just a plain white quilt, and it makes everything look clean and pretty, and some pillows. We put that on the bed so it looks better. It looks better than something that is just kind of wrinkly and stuff. So we do that. We also sometimes bring some like little rugs to put in bathrooms and towels, and it makes such a difference. So photo day, I get them prepped for it. I give them their homework, and then we get there probably about 30 minutes to an hour before the photographer gets there, and we add the finishing touches if you forgot to do something.
Nice.
One time I had a seller, I gave her homework, and she got busy. She didn't really do it. So the morning of, she's like, I did nothing. And so we got a team over there. We remulched her yard. This was all in 30 minutes. I had one person running to Lowe's. We were doing it all. We were cleaning her house. We were throwing things in the garage, throwing them in every closet. And that ended up being a multiple offer situation.
Wow.
So we just do whatever it takes to get it done. Because the better the photos look, the easier my job is.
Exactly.
To get people to envision living there and everything.
What a team, huh? People that step in to do that. How many is on your team?
I have 5 agents and then 1 assistant, a full-time assistant. And it was a different assistant at that time. And I so owed her. Mm. Like, she was like sweaty and it was the summertime and she's mulching a yard. And there's been times that they're like, oh my gosh, my dog's there. We can't accommodate that showing. We'll go and take the dog. We'll say, listen, we'll take your dog for a walk. We'll do whatever you need us to do. So.
Yeah. And if it's a cute dog, I'll take him.
Yeah. I might keep it a little longer.
Yeah, I'll keep him forever. So we just got a text in here. Let us know if you have any questions this morning. 437-1620. Christina was mentioning on the last show about some really good insurance companies with great rates that they've been seeing here lately. Do you have any names of any of these new companies?
Yeah. A guy I'm working with, his name is Clinton Durst, and he does a great job. And he's the new one that I'm like, you have some good rates. He is with AHI Florida, and I will, I'll just give his number out, 850-654-1567. We use him and then someone else, Jordan Reyes over, is with Goosehead. They typically can get some good rates as well, but Clint was the one recently where I was like, hey, I'm seeing some decent rates here. So we've been sending it to him to see what he has out there. But we've seen them kind of trickle down a little bit. There's more carriers in Florida. They're still not great, but it's better than what they were.
All right. If you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620. Getting back to the housing and staging parts, what's in right now? What is everybody looking for when they say, well, I want a home, you know, if they're not necessarily looking for a brand new build, what are some of the features that people are looking for these days?
People want a big open kitchen. They want that entertaining space. That is pretty much across the board. A small galley kitchen, almost everyone doesn't like. And a lot of homes in East Hill have that going on and it's charming, but that's what you hear. You're like, oh, but like, I can't really cook here. They want to be able to entertain. A lot of natural light. People love natural light in houses when you walk in and it's light and bright. Vaulted ceilings make it feel bigger. People love that. They love a nice backyard as well with a fence to let the dogs out. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things. And neutral colors, purple walls, not really. But I mean, if someone has that great taste and they can do like an olive green accent wall, at any time you can add a little something like that, that adds what I like to call like wife value, where she goes, ooh, and she loves it. And happy wife, happy life. We all know that. And if you're getting that wife to go, ooh, I like that, or ooh, that's cute, you get instant value on that. Mm-hmm. We also work with a designer who's really great, and she is very affordable, and she can work with any budget. And her eye is so amazing, where she just goes, okay, what if you just did da-da-da-da-da? And it makes it so much better. So we always have that. If you are looking to do upgrades to your house and you don't really know where to begin, she could say, hey, this would be a great accent wall, or hey, how about we move the, you know, living room around like this. So anything you need, we got it. We got it. And we just want an opportunity to make more friends and to have a chance at bat if you're looking to buy or sell. We just want the opportunity to get in front of you and show you what we have to offer. And either you choose us or you don't. Either way, we made a friend and it's all good.
That's great. That's a great way to approach it too. You know, you're just building relationships. You're teaching people. You have the heart of a teacher, letting them know about this process so they can make informed decisions and that, you know, they have a great experience. Yeah. Google Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. If you have any questions this morning, let us know. 850-437-1620. Somebody just texted in, I'm selling my house. It needs a new roof. Should we replace the roof before the sale or roll it into the sale?
Why haven't you called me? Exactly. I'll come over and sell your house.
She'll redo the roof for you.
Yeah, if you're apparently not already working with an agent, I'd love to. It goes a couple of different ways. I do have some roofers that I work with due to my relationship where they will replace your roof and you don't have to pay them until closing. That is kind of my favorite thing to do, to be able to do that so that you have no money out of pocket. My fear with that, though, is if it takes longer to sell, you might be stuck with that. It depends on your financial situation. If you have the money to go ahead and put a new roof on, I would just go ahead and do that now. If you don't, we can come up with some creative solutions.
And that affects insurance, you know, greatly as well.
Well, and you can't get financing if you don't have insurance. So it's very important to have a good working roof, because you won't be able to sell your house to a vast majority of buyers at top value unless you have a new roof worked out. Plenty of times, though, we say new roof to come at closing, and then the buyer can pick out the shingle color, that sort of stuff. And we protect the sellers along the way. We're not going to let them pick out pink shingles or something like that.
Right.
And we wait to do all that until we're nearly at closing. Like, we know that they're going to close, because I'd hate for them to replace the roof, because for them, it's a good working roof. They don't have leaks. It's just the whole insurance issue.
Right.
And then a buyer backs out and you're stuck with a $15,000 bill that you don't have the money to pay.
Right. Let's talk about something that you and your team specialize in, and it's unfortunate, but divorce real estate, which I did not know about before we started doing
this
show.
I'm actually going to a luncheon today for that. We have a very specialized approach where we have two agents. So just like in your attorneys, you have one agent for one spouse, another agent for the other. We have specialized training on conflict management, on just dealing with all different types of personalities and emotions. We also have things written in our listing agreement to make sure that all parties comply from the beginning, where we're talking about price and price reductions. We're talking about when showings will occur, because sometimes in a divorce situation, one spouse does not want to allow any showings. They can get very complicated, or they don't want to sign any paperwork.
Right.
So we have different things already pre-built into our listing agreement to make sure everyone plays nice and it's in the best interest of the house. We're not, you know, when we don't get sucked into hearing any stories or siding with people, we are a non-biased approach where we're a neutral party, just trying to get everyone out of this situation in the best manner possible with the most money in their pocket. And having that specialized training is huge, because 90% of realtors that are hired to handle a divorce listing fail. Either the emotions, either they quit because the emotions are too high, or they get fired by one of the parties because they feel like they're siding with the other and they feel like they don't have their best interest. So we created this two agent approach so no one ever feels that way. And it's different. So, and it costs them the same amount of money. It's not going to cost anything different, because I have a team.
Right.
We can do that. And there's times that, you know, we just, it works out. And these deals can be very complicated if there's a restraining order. Sometimes the funds need to be held in a trust and for a while. Like, and you need to know these things. Someone not experienced could make some really, really big mistakes when it's more complicated.
Yeah.
Also with probate. Probate, when you have five or six sellers, same sort of thing. You have a lot of opinions, and you need someone who is experienced and knows how to work with that and communicate to get everyone to closing. You may have one heir that thinks that the home is worth $1 million, another that thinks it's worth $200,000 and just wants to give it away so they get their cash.
Right.
So you need someone who can do that. And then communicating with all five of them or 10 of them in the process. But we have tons of experience with that. So, you know, if you're selling a cookie cutter home, everyone's happy and it's in a subdivision and comps are very easy, that's an easier situation than dealing with some of these
like
high conflict,
that's
high conflict situations.
No.
And we can do it all. And we love the easier ones,
but
the harder ones are, you know, where we really show our value.
Yeah. When I sold insurance a few years ago, I would love it when somebody would call me from a subdivision, because I had all kinds of comparable information to draw my context from. But, you know, when they call me up, well, I'm on, you know, 5 acres out in Cantonment somewhere. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to price this? You know?
Yes.
So it always took a lot longer. So I'm there with you. I'll take the easy ones when we can get them. Talking a little bit more, getting kind of into the technical construction aspects of homes. Somebody just texted in, can I sell my home with aluminum wiring? I remember that from my insurance days. That was a big problem.
It's going to be incredibly difficult. You could sell it to a cash buyer, so they could buy it. But also, we can work this out where you pay at closing because of our relationships. Because they know that we get people to closing and they will get paid at some point in time. So there is something called Aluminicon. It's something you can put with your aluminum wiring that makes it acceptable to an insurance company, but most buyers really don't even want that, because their insurance is still going to cost more. And when they sell the home, they're going to have issues. So they're likely going to want it to be replaced with copper wiring. I think we've done 4 or 5 this year.
Wow.
So it's a complicated process. They get it done. but there's a lot of sheetrock repairs because the electrical company doesn't do sheetrock. So we have to coordinate the sheetrock also getting fixed.
Right.
And we have quite a few homes in this area with aluminum wiring.
Yeah. I was fascinated to see how many we actually had because they would always call the insurance office for quotes, you know, because it is expensive getting into that. And a lot of insurance companies will not even touch it.
Yes. And so, if you do find an insurance company that will touch it, it's going to be a very high premium. Mm-hmm. And for most of your buyers, that is going to throw off their debt to income ratio mm-hmm. and make the house unaffordable for them. So that's, it's possible to sell it. However, it's best to get it replaced because you're going to be able to get more money for it. And you're going to have a bigger pool of buyers that want it. Mm.
Do you see places like downtown Pensacola and other areas that get heavily populated, do you see them going up instead of out in terms of building?
Well, yeah, there's certain caps and stuff in downtown Pensacola. Yeah. There's so many rules with the Architectural Review Board as far as downtown Pensacola on how it's supposed to look. Mm-hmm. I'm selling the Waverly, which is a luxury condominium, and it was 7 floors, and they had to go back to the city to get approval to go up to 9 floors.
Oh, wow.
So we are seeing some complexes going up, but the city does have a height limitation. So we do have, I mean, there's plenty of homes that are, you know, 2 stories going. I haven't seen any 3 stories yet as far as homes. I know some people from Nashville have looked into, because Nashville's a big rooftop community.
Oh, yeah.
They've looked into trying to add that. And a lot of the builders here that's not what they do. Mm. So they ran into a lot of complications with that. And I think the price would have been just ridiculous. So they left that. But I think it'd be cool to get some rooftops here.
Yeah. It's great for, on nights like probably tonight, it's going to be a little bit cool, but it's still going to be kind of warm and you can go out and have a drink on the terrace.
Yeah.
The Waverly. Oh, that's like where Fraser Crane would live if he lived here.
Yes.
That place is amazing. That's got to be so fun.
The update on that is right now they're redesigning the building because a lot of people wanted larger units because they were coming from their 5,000 square foot home and then going to 2,000 square feet was a little small for them. Mm. So we got that feedback. And so the top 2 floors will be larger units. So we're waiting to get those design plans back. And hopefully sometime this summer we have those and we can start marketing it again. But we're really waiting until we see that because a lot of the current reservations may decide to move up at that point if that's something they want.
Okay. We talked earlier about, certain things that people look for in their homes when they're going to buy right now. What are the trends? Is there ever a place that you had to sell that was just so quirky you thought, I'm never going to be able to sell this unless I find the exact right buyer, and you did?
Yeah, sometimes that's interesting where I'm thinking it's going to take a while and maybe it's God, but then mm-hmm. someone comes in right away that it's perfect for. Just weird floor plans where it's, you know, you have to go through a bedroom to get to another bedroom. You see that. No closets, like super tiny kitchen, just funky stuff. One time there was a like attic area that was totally redone. But you had to like go up through the attic stairs to access that.
Interesting.
The seller was like, no, we're a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. We're like, we can't consider that a bedroom at all. You have to go up the attic stairs just the hole. There wasn't even attic stairs. Just the hole. You had to bring your own ladder to get up there. So that one was a funky one. And yeah, we get those every now and again. Mm. And we really try to help people from the get-go to know what to do to their houses to make it so it's easy to sell later. Mm. And a lot of times people are like, well, this, I'm going to live here forever. A lot of times they don't. They think they are. And then life changes happen. And that decision they made may have worked for them, but you know, it's going to be a lot like converting a garage. So a lot of times people convert garages to living space, and that does work for a lot of people. But then sometimes people want a garage. They want a place to put their car and their stuff. So
somebody asked me this the other day when I was actually walking through my apartment complex. Is it legal to make a living room a bedroom in a living situation? Do you know?
Is it legal?
Are there rules against that, especially with renting?
You could do whatever you wanted. Hmm. So there's probably, I don't know if there would be any windows.
Right.
So
just the main, probably patio door.
To consider it a bedroom, I mean, you have to have a window. And typically you have to have a closet. Sometimes if it's an East Hill home and they didn't have closets back then, we can push it and make it a bedroom.
Right.
But yeah, you have to have a bedroom because of fire code. Like, I believe, but you have to have a way in and out. I don't know the answer of that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But I would not recommend that.
Exactly.
I would definitely not recommend that. Would be a funky floor plan that would make it very difficult to resell to not have a real living room.
Exactly.
We'd have to like blow out the sheetrock or something.
make another
room. A lot
room
of times
somewhere.
We have people like take dining rooms and convert that into a bedroom. Because they have that and there is a window there and they just sheetrock it in, and that's a really easy way to add an extra bedroom if you don't use a dining room.
Are we moving away from the big grandiose dining room situations that we used to have back in the old days?
Nobody really eats
in a dining room
anymore.
People
are wanting more of those open kitchens where you have the island and then you have a kitchen nook, and that's fine because all the time people are like, I'm like, well, this is for the dining room. They're like, well, we wouldn't use it anyway. Maybe it'll be our office. That's what we get a lot. Office. Oh, we could turn that into our office. Mm. Offices are huge because of so many people working from home and just having that extra space.
Mm. So the office is definitely a good selling point.
Oh, absolutely. Because whether you need it for that or you want a gym or a playroom for the kids, that extra space is huge. People are always looking for things like that. And I hear it like, oh, yeah, that's where our office can be. Mm. They say it often.
Yeah. Speaking of your office, where are you located?
We're downtown. So we are at the SCI building, Studer Community Institute. That's at 220 West Garden Street. We have an office there, but usually the best way of getting in touch with us is just to call us because we want to go to your house and tell you what it's worth and give you upgrades and everything. So, and I promise, like, if you just are curious on what your home is worth, just call us or text us. We love running comps, and you may not be ready today, but there's things you can do with that money, your equity, other than selling it. Maybe you do want to add a pool in the back or other things. Maybe you're in a bind. Your equity can help you out. That is your house savings account. And if you know what your home is worth, then you know what you have to work with.
That's a different HSA, the house savings account. I
like
that.
Yes, yes.
What's the phone number they can reach you at, Christine?
850-378-1260. Put it in your phone as best realtor ever. I wanted to tell you too, there's this cool new product. It's 100% financing, no PMI. And we heard about it, and it's for certain areas that are considered to be in a low income census tract, and there's no income limit on it. So you can make good money and do this. But if you make less money, you can buy a house really anywhere and be able to qualify for this. And it is a great program, and we can probably get your closing costs covered as well. So you're going to be coming out of pocket with very little.
Is this statewide?
It's local. It's local.
Wow.
And it's mostly like credit unions and stuff that are doing it and local banks. And we heard about it last week, and we're excited about it because it is a great program. No PMI, 100% financing, so zero down. We could probably get the seller to cover your closing costs, so you'll just be paying for inspections and a few other things. So it's a way lower, you know, barrier to entry.
PMI, I hear that a lot. Private mortgage insurance. Let's talk about that real quickly.
Yeah.
We only have a few seconds left, but
if you put less than 20% down, you have to pay private mortgage insurance. And that is like, hey, if you default, we are insuring our interest here because you don't have very much down.
Yeah.
So once your home reaches 20% in equity, you can have it reappraised to prove that, or you've paid off 20% if falls off. Mm. For FHA loans, though, it stays on for the life of the loan.
Wow.
No PMI is huge. So that's what, when I heard that, I was like, this is going to be really great for people.
Mm.
So there are some income limits on it. If you make too much money, you won't qualify. And I think the credit score has to be like 640 or higher.
Okay. All right. Well, Christina, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for the questions from the listeners. This has been the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker. That was Christina Leavenworth you heard there. Go Google Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty, and give them a call today. They're right down here in Pensacola. Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.
A pleasure seeing you.
You too.
And we'll be right back after the Fox News break. Don't go anywhere. Pep Talk with Jake Walker is coming up next.